I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Yeah, probably his most complete game, run and pass, which is obviously good to see. And he's worked hard. He came off the injury earlier in the year there that he had. He was out multiple weeks, and he's worked hard to get himself back to where he is. And the work he's put in with Coach Washington and Marcus, and he's done a real good job.
Sean McDermott on Ed Oliver. Did I bring this up yesterday? So after the first quarter in Detroit, McDermott was interviewed and gave a short answer to a question about the defense, like execution, right? Like you wish you could bet. All the betting you do, you wish you could bet on what the answers are going to be, right? It's just, here's a question about what's not working, and here comes execution, or got to work harder, got to coach. It's like there's only four or five things that'll ever be.
We all got to be better.
Yeah. And then he was asked, now this was interesting, though. Follow-up question was about watching Allen run, and he said, slide. Get the first down. He was short in this interview. He's like, what do you want to see him do? I want to see him slide. Get the first down and go down. I guess Allen has really never gotten that message in 5 years, right? Like, why would, is it the elbow because why he would say that, or just like?
I think he's been saying that for 5 years.
Yeah, I guess Allen doesn't really want to listen to it because he never does it.
No, I wouldn't say never, but he's more often looking to like beat that last guy, and then he gets hung up, and then the trailing chasers catch up, and there's a dog pile, and like. You know, I can understand the coach watching that going like, dude,
yeah,
I don't need linebackers catching up to you and getting free shots on you. Like that, sometimes that's how it feels. But Allen sometimes can't help himself. He's like, I can juke this DB. And then if it doesn't work, and like I said, the traffic catches up to him, you get more collisions than you certainly would like. But I don't think it's changing anytime soon. And I was glad to hear Sal reference like the designed runs at the end. Like we've talked a lot about how they have been reluctant to do it. Part of the reason I think you're getting full Josh Allen on Thursday is you kind of got them when they needed it in the fourth quarter at the end against Detroit. Like he was just barreling around the end like, okay, I'm going to pick up some more yards, make this field goal a little easier. It was effective. And I feel like that I expect to be back on Thursday.
It was so easy, even in that situation. Like yeah. I always call it their best play. How did you feel about those two runs? Like it's just okay. I'm just going to run over here and gain yards and go out of bounds. I'm going to do that again.
Yep.
3 yards only on the first one, 9 on the second to get you to a 45-yard field goal to win the game. Okay, I'm just going to run over here and run out of bounds. Just don't worry about it. I got it. But how many times, I wonder, has McDermott told him about this sliding point? Does Allen know that his coach would say, yeah, I would rather have you slide there? He probably does know that. How does he handle it when McDermott tells him that? Like, does he sort of, oh, yeah, you're right. Does he sort of patronize him, or does he just be like, does he roll his eyes? Like, you wouldn't want to get in trouble with the boss.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to, you know, then he walks away and walks with a teammate and tells his teammate, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah. I don't know. You know, I wonder. I don't know how far I want to venture into the thought I just had, but.
Want me to do that New York voice again?
McDermott saying that, like, the forward-facing opinion of the organization through McDermott about him running is slide, protect yourself. Now, I'm not telling you organizationally they support him being reckless and insane and exposing himself to unnecessary hits. But it wouldn't surprise me if behind closed doors they all sort of look at each other and go, it's part of the magic. Like I don't want to get in his head too much and just like, you do you, man. Like, this is working. Outwardly, I'm going to talk about how much I want you to protect yourself, but you're really not. We're not going to have a meeting about it. You know, it's okay.
Here, it's okay. I like that. Here's where I'll say, I'll give Sean McDermott some friendly advice he doesn't want or need. There's another five-letter word that starts with S you could say instead of slide to that question. One-word answer. Score.
Score, right.
You know?
Right. We talked about this yesterday. Hurts on Sunday night. Like, there were a couple of plays where just like, oh, I mean, okay, I understand why you went out of bounds. Like, it was going to be hard. You were definitely going to get hit. But, you know, we see Allen time and again in that situation. It's like, I'm cutting in. I'm going in, inside, not outside, because I think you don't think I'm going to go inside, and I have an advantage if I do that, and I'm going to try to score.
That was interesting. I know we did talk about that yesterday, but that was interesting to both of us. Like, Hurts is so big and strong, and, like, he doesn't – it's closer to sliding what he did. Like, he just took the path out of bounds. But so close to the end zone, also early in the game. Also, yeah. The Eagles just walked in on the next play both times, you know, like no biggie. Gainwell or Sanders, just whatever. Hurts is maybe thinking, like, we're already in. I'm just going to run out at the five because we're already in.
Right, we're just going to do that rugby scrum thing. Yeah. Just push whoever gets the ball into the end zone anyway, so why should I expose myself to a hit? Yeah, and maybe McDermott is sitting home watching that, nodding, going, yeah, okay, smart. I don't know.
I'm not complaining at all, far from it, about what these Bills are, but I still want someday for the coach to be like, I want every play to be a touchdown. I don't care about moving the sticks or ahead of the sticks or slide and give up more yards. Allen running is such a big part of their success, and the sliding point is fine, but it diminishes that. It sort of takes away from, you know, here would also be a cool answer from McDermott. Like, what did you see, coach, when you saw Allen running? I'm like, wasn't that cool? I could say that.
Yeah,
right. Isn't he good? Like, wasn't it cool? Like, he's tough. He's good. I love it. It was a good play for us.
McDermott turned into Chris Farley.
I love
remember that time where Allen ran? That was awesome.
Yeah. I love – what is this question? I love a 25-yard run. I don't care who it is. It was good for us. Like, the best thing we did in the first quarter. That would have been fun. Matt is next. Hi, Matt.
Hey, guys. How are you doing today?
Fantastic, Matt. Thank you for calling.
You know, the one area where I would really love to see more designed runs is from basically like what they call the green zone, like from the 10-yard line and inside it. Because at, like on those under Daboll, he would run those QB pin and pull or QB power sweeps to the outside and basically be untouched in the end zone. Like time after time, you'd see the runs. And under Dorsey, we never see them. And I'm just like, you're struggling in the red zone throwing interceptions. Against Detroit, they run an RPO, and Diggs is slashing wide open. But then you have McKenzie running a slant on the same side, and I'm like, why would you throw an RPO to the side where you bring an extra defender in there to muddy the throwing lane? I don't get it. And in that case, like I'm like, why don't you just run a QB power or a QB-designed run to the outside like they've done so many times and scored with it? And it's like it's almost like he's like, this is our best play, but we're never going to use it in the area where it works the best. And I don't get it. It doesn't make any sense.
Saving it for the games that really matter might be my best guess. I'm being a little cute, but maybe. We haven't talked about that much this year. I feel like we talked more about it last year. Because last year was like our second year with this offense, right? Like, well, look at these guys, right? Oh, they're so good. They're holding the good stuff back until they got to play Kansas City or New England when it really matters. You know, I don't know. But I think the injury's been a part of it. I think as we get into December and, you know, the one seed is still in the window for them, I just think we're going to start seeing all the stuff that we're wondering where it is.
I think that's giving them a little too much credit. Actually, I mean, I think there are, if not real problems, there are issues. I love the one example the caller brought up with the RPO play. Like, I bet against the first year happened where Allen, you know, his rookie year where he ran for 8 or 9 touchdowns. And then the next year I have a friend who wanted to bet like how many it would be. I'm like, oh, come on. I was all condescending to him. Like, come on, regression. There's no way he's going to run for 9 touchdowns again. Then he did. And then the next year, he came right back at me like, want to bet again? Yes. And then I brought that up to you, and you're like, I'd bet with you. I'm like, okay. And I lost every single time. It would always, like, 8 touchdowns, 9 touchdowns, 7, whatever it was. Like, Allen Jackson was out here spinning around and running for yards. Allen was just running in the end zone.
You were done by, like, week 14 on that.
Yeah. Yeah,
and it's over.
There were times I'd sit with you at the stadium or in the studio, and they're at the 2-yard line. All right, put another one up. This is just going to be obvious. They can't stop him. He's got 5 this year. 2 were in that Jet game. 1 was from way out, like 38 yards.
Yeah.
1 was in the opener. Remember the one at the Rams where he got, like, was it Bobby Wagner sort of carried him?
He just plowed through Bobby Wagner.
There was nothing easy about that.
Right.
You had 1 against the Lions. That was, you know, fine, sort of a draw kind of play, right?
It was a fumble. He dropped the snap.
Oh, right. Yeah, Romo was great on that, how that made the play for Allen because the lineman saw the ball on the ground and rushed for the ball. Yep. And I know I'm going out of order. The 5th one was in Baltimore, an 11-yard touchdown run in Baltimore. I mean, 11 yards. It's not one of these plays. I'm trying to remember it, and I can't right now. All right, timeout. Thanks again for the call, Matt. Chad DeDominicis on the Sabres at the top of the hour here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.